Good morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of First Congregational Church in Natick, I'd like to welcome you all here and thank you for coming. As you know, or many of you know, we are an open and affirming congregation, welcoming people, whoever they are and wherever they are on life's journey. You're welcome here. Welcome. Everybody, all the time. I'd like to offer my thanks to that production crew up there that nobody can see that makes this happen. To the people at home, you'll notice in the worship bulletin that we'll be lighting a candle shortly, so I invite you to get your own candle and so you can join with us in that. For prayer requests, please mail your requests to email your request, excuse me, to prayers@firstchurchnatick.org. You can write your prayer request on a card and hand it to an usher, and they will bring it up. Or you may text it to my mobile phone, which is 978-790-8250. We'll be downstairs following worship for a fellowship hour. Please join us down there. Also, there's a Zoom version of that, and the link is on the website. There it is. Please, if you're at home, please join us for that. Let's see what this next one is. Well, anyway, the next slide I should have done back in February when I began my ministry here. There we are. Please feel free to be in touch with me at any time. My email is up there. My cell phone is up there. Feel free to call me or text me. Email me. Give me a call at the office. I'm generally in the office Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 to 3. I'm there other times too, but you can count on that time. Let me see. That's that. The Family Promise Metro West Walk to End Hunger our version of that is today. We will leave from the vestry at noon-ish. I have a sad announcement. Alana Yu Delude, who was going to be baptized here this morning, tested positive for COVID. She's a year old. So that will be postponed until her dads think until July or late July or August. With regard to the Pharmathon, which was to be yesterday, thank you to everybody who donated. And the tally of donations is still in process, but through the support so far, the Pharmathon has raised over $4,600. And I bet Jeff could find a couple of cards like he had last week to make donations, or you can go to the website. The Pharmathon needed to be rescheduled, like the baptism, because the farm coordinator contracted COVID. The tentative rescheduled date is June 4th, and we still have a few open slots to be farmers that day. Again, see Jeff about that. Tom?
Good morning. Just a brief announcement. Since we've been back, you might notice that the choir is a little bit smaller than it used to be. So this is a reminder that there's an open invitation to join the choir. We might be having a join the choir for a day soon. Join the choir for a day. I'll get back to you on that. But anyway, if you've ever even slightly thought about joining the choir, please come see me. We rehearse Thursday nights most of the time. Sometimes we have to cancel if we don't have enough people, but you may also show up if you like. That is all. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Mindy?
Good morning. I am here on behalf of the transition team, now known as the FCC Dreamcatchers. So that is our new name. We've been hard at work getting organized to gather the hopes and dreams of our congregation to develop the local church profile. The profile document will be used as an instrument to solicit candidates to serve as our next settled pastor. And so with Andy's help, the FCC Dreamcatchers have made great progress. We have partnered with the research arm of the Presbyterian Church USA to administer a congregational survey. The survey is only one of the ways we will gather information to assist us in completing the local church profile. And there'll be more on this to come. But the survey, we want to let you know that the survey will launch May 22nd and close June 10th. So again, it's going to open May 22nd, close June 10th. And we sincerely hope you can take 15 to 20 minutes to share your thoughts and opinions about our church. To make the profile as accurate as possible, we ask that you complete it in full. This survey is completely anonymous. We will only know who you are if you reveal yourself in the comments. So thank you.
Thanks, Mindy. The survey will go out is it called the link on Sunday morning? We'll go out in Sunday morning, May 22nd's link, and the link will be there for the survey. And as Mindy said, as many people as possible should be filling that out so we get the broadest representation. And for those who are scared or intimidated by technology, there are a few paper copies of the survey. Please see Randy for those. It's time to light our Christ candle. We light it to invoke God's presence among us, to invoke Jesus Christ's presence among us, to remember, as Jesus said in the Gospel of John, I am the light of the world. We are now the body of Christ, which means we too are the light of the world, commanded to bring the light of Christ, the love of Christ and God, out the doors into the world.
Good morning. Would you please join me in the responsive call to celebration as printed in your bulletin? How wondrous, a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, the bruised and anchored, fearful and alienated, will pass away. In its place, God will offer new hope and peace. God will dwell with us forevermore. Worship God, who is about to do a new thing. Praise God, who establishes God's reign in the heart of God's people.
Thank you.
Would you all please join me in the opening prayer as we say together, Vision giving God, when you put bandages on skin knees, when you hold the hand of a teenager grieving unrequited love, when you wipe away the tears of parents on graduation day, you show us your new creation. Vision living God, when you hang out with the world's outcasts, when you stay a little longer with those we rush past, when you will not take sides in our petty little games, you show us the new earth. Make your presence and vision for the future known to us in his time of worship, we pray. Amen.
Remembering that there is a variety of thoughts and feelings about COVID and masking and personal distance, and respecting all those opinions, let's take a moment to greet each other with the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you all. Peace be with you. We already have the tools that we need to love one another. Through our talents and treasure and time, we can create God's commonwealth right here on earth, right here in Natick. Our contributions, no matter the size, will craft a world which reflects God's love. You may make your offering. There are plates at the doors. You may mail it to the church. You could give online at firstchurchnatick.org, or you could use this card in the pew with the QR code that will take you right to the offering link. May we continue to worship God with our offerings. Thank you. doing the doxology. Let's pray together. Loving God, holy vessel of kindness, we glorify you by sharing our gifts of love with this community. We celebrate your presence by caring for your creation. May these offerings nourish a world craving more love, peace, justice, and hope. Amen.
The scripture reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." And then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Here ends the reading for today.
Back in the 80s and up to May of 1990, I was a smoker. Newport Lights were my brand. And I started smoking, of all places, in the church youth group. When I was in high school, it was the cool thing to do. Everybody was doing it. I'm not really sure that I had a choice in the matter. It's just what everyone who I thought was cool was doing. So I just started. But by the late 80s and early 1990, I had come to the realization that I wanted to quit. There was one problem, however, or maybe two. The first problem was that I was physically addicted to nicotine. The second problem, closely related to the first, was that I was also psychologically addicted to smoking. I remember thinking over and over and over to myself, "I can't even imagine not smoking. I can't even imagine being in a social setting trying to make small talk with a whole bunch of people without having a cigarette in my hand. I can't even imagine enjoying my morning coffee unaccompanied by a cigarette." I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Have you ever had times like that in your life? Times when you couldn't even imagine another way of being, a way of being different than the current way. Have you ever had times like that in your life? In the evening of May 1st, 1990, I walked into St. Joseph's Hospital in Lowell. I was there for a stop smoking program, and they were going to use hypnosis. To give you an idea of my level of skepticism, shortly before I entered the doors, I had just bought a brand new pack of cigarettes, Newport Lights. I remember thinking to myself, this'll be cool. I'll go get hypnotized and I'll stop smoking tomorrow. Anyway, I found the appointed room, and I don't remember now much of what went on. I do remember my skepticism. I wasn't sure that I could be hypnotized. And even if I could be hypnotized, I wasn't sure that it would work for smoking cessation. I took a seat among the other would-be non-smokers, and the hypnotist told us a bit about what was going to happen, and then he launched in to his thing. My skepticism was raging at this point. The next thing I remember, I swear on all that is holy, is being told to wake up and regain my bearings before I tried to stand up. The session was over and we were free to go. I remember walking out the front doors of St. Joseph's Hospital, reaching into my pocket, grabbing the almost new pack of cigarettes and throwing them in the trash. And I haven't had a cigarette since. What I couldn't have ever imagined finally happened simply because someone gave me another way of thinking about it. Another person's story. A few years ago, I was facing a crisis. I was pregnant and unemployed. On top of it all, I had a huge debt because we were building a home for our new family. Being pregnant, the conditions of my employment weren't safe. And adapted work would have a significant pay cut and worse hours, so it was hardly worth it. I would need to find a new job. And in the economy at the time, this was no easy feat. I needed something with the right hours. Also, I would have to find someone who was willing to hire a woman who would be going on maternity leave in less than a year. My options were limited. The answer came to me out of desperation. I would become a blogger, an online commentator writing professional articles about certain topics. Working for next to nothing in the beginning, I built a reputation. I wasn't a complete newbie, but I wasn't an expert either. I didn't try to seem like an expert, but from my blogging and commentating, people assumed I was. One blog post at that time took me 7 days of research. That's how little I knew and had to learn on the way at that time. The more I faked it, the more I learned. Before long, I was making twice what I had been in half the hours, working from home, ghost blogging for others. My confidence, once a shallow facade, became more solid and real. I felt worthy enough to turn it into my single career. Then I started consulting. That was another challenge. I knew a lot already, but I lacked a certain practical knowledge. But I took any client that approached me, be it reputation management, link building, or reporting. My rates were really low. I needed jobs to learn from them, not to earn money. I would have been happy to work for free. But there was no good way to explain to a client why an expert like me would work for nothing. They thought I was an established expert with lots of experience. And that's probably one of the reasons they were always happy with my reports and work. No one was around to help me. I was scared of failing, and sometimes I did. But I'm still here, working in a niche I love many years later, all because I faked it until I made it, at least to the point where I am now. She concludes, I'm a firm believer that the mind can be tricked, that you can balance your life on that one little hack. In the meantime, you'll learn what you need to and turn that pretend confidence into the real deal. All it takes is a little nerve and imagination. She had to imagine another way of being. Both of those stories, my quitting smoking and the woman's blog development, came about simply because we both latched on to visions of what could be and weren't imprisoned by what was. We both had to imagine something different, a new way of living, Both of those stories involve living in one reality while being in another. Until the imagined reality over time comes into being. Living in one reality while being in another until the imagined reality over time comes into being. Living in one reality while being in another is exactly what this interim time we're in is all about. During the interim time, we need to latch on to a vision of what could be without being imprisoned by what was. We need to latch on to a vision of what could be without being imprisoned by what was. Living in one reality while being in another is exactly what we're called to do in this morning's scripture lesson from the book of Revelation. This last book of the New Testament is what's known as apocalyptic literature. Apocalyptic, which means simply it's a vision for the future. A vision for the future. It doesn't mean that the world is going to end in 6 days, as some might have us believe. The book of Revelation is John's vision for the future. This morning, we're being invited to crawl around inside his vision. This morning, we're being called to live into that vision, to bring it into reality today, to live in one reality while we are in another, to live as citizens of God's commonwealth while we're residents of Natick. Listen again to John's words. See, the home of God is among mortals. The Creator of all will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's peoples, and God will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. Just like the hypnotist did with me, just like the woman who became a blogger, John's vision for us as people of God is a holy invitation to live in one reality while we are in another, until that imagined reality over time comes into being. John's apocalypse, his revelation, his vision calls us to live as people of God in a society that doesn't recognize such a thing. The question for us to consider this morning is this: are we clear about the dream that we hold in our hearts? And is it part of God's own dream for all of creation? Are we clear about the dream that we hold in our heart? And is it part of God's own dream for all of creation? Can we even imagine such a thing? Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "People only see what they're prepared to see." People only see what they're prepared to see. If that's true, what is the call of the church today but to help people see this great dream and draw them in to participating in it? Just imagine how good and sacred that would be. Just imagine. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we enter this time of prayer, I ask you to hold on your heart all those that are listed on the prayer list in the bulletin. the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia and the people of other countries that have received people from Russia and Ukraine. Prayers of healing for the families and friends of the 1 million people who have died of COVID in the United States. 6.26 million worldwide. I invite you to hold Alana, Josephine Delude, and both of her dads on your hearts as they accompany Alana through this COVID journey. Jason Garland, whose service for his husband, David McKinney, was yesterday. Prayers for strength and healing for our friend John Brainerd and his family as he's hospitalized pending a transfer to Boston for a heart procedure on Tuesday. A prayer of celebration from Doug and Sarah for their grandson Mason, who turned 3 on Friday. Do we have other prayer concerns or joys or celebrations that people would like to share this morning? Heather? Prayers for the countries that are contemplating joining NATO, and prayers of celebration to have young kids in the sanctuary again. Others? Mindy? The victims of the shooting. Prayers for the victims and their families of the shooting in Buffalo, and prayers to overturn the white supremacy that exists so prevalently in this country. Would you join your hearts with mine in prayer? Living God, maker of heaven and earth, we come into your presence and we know ourselves to be recipients of great and wonderful gifts. The earth, the sky, the waters, given to us here in such abundance and beauty. We lead enormously privileged lives. Don't let our comfort blind us to the newness that you are making in our midst, a newness that is taking us in directions we wouldn't choose on our own, a newness that moves our safe horizons out beyond what we can control. This much does not change. You are our God, we are your people, bound to you by the love of Jesus Christ and by the call of your Holy Spirit. Faithful God, hold us in that truth even as you move us into your new creation, creating and recreating God. Take us in our uncertainties and make us new. We pray in the name of Jesus, our brother, teacher, and guide, who teaches us to pray, our divine parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we leave, remember that God, who created us and stayed us, by guiding us on to the end of our days, from light into light, as we leave this holy place, called and equipped to imagine a new future, may you love God enough that you fear that you love nothing else too much. And may you fear God enough that you fear nothing else at all. Go in peace. Amen.